Brian Kelly joins us from Rugby Canada. Brian, how you doing?
Not doing too bad. Thanks very much for having me on.
Well, Brian, we will, I guess, have the third stop in three stops on this tour that started in Calgary. It was in Red Deer, you know, Canada, the U.S., New Zealand's here, you know, England, all great rugby nations. I guess let's start with Canada. How have the first two games gone?
Not exactly the way they would have liked it, but it's been really good rugby so far. Like you said, in Calgary and then in Red Deer. Canada's women's team are off first time playing together since the Women's Rugby World Cup last year, where they finished their best ever second place in downtown Paris at the World Cup. So there's lots of new faces this year. There's about 13 new girls on the roster. So really young side on this Canadian team. They put up a good fight against New Zealand, who are three-time World Cup champions, and then lost yesterday, unfortunately, to the U.S., but all building towards Sunday's rematch of the World Cup final last year against England at Ellerslie Rugby Park. It's going to be a great game.
Were you playing, or was Canada playing more of the young girls in those first two games? We'll have more of a veteran lineup on Sunday.
Yeah, it's a mixture of both. We have a lot of a good mix of veteran and young players. We've lost about seven or eight girls from last year's World Cup team to our Pan American team that just qualified for the Olympics in the sevens version of the game. Mm-hmm. So they've shifted their focus back to the Pan Am Games and just recently qualifying for the Olympics. And then they'll come back for the World Cup next year, in 2017. But this Women's Rugby Super Series, Canada, England, USA, and New Zealand, you know, the best players that we have available, the best in the country, ranging from Victoria all the way out to New Brunswick, a really great Canadian side with lots of good talent.
So, of course, the game goes, you mentioned the rematch. England and Canada will play at 6:30 on Sunday, and at 4 o'clock, New Zealand will take on USA. Of course, you know, New Zealand has won the World Cup four times. The U.S. won it way back in 1991. So this is very good high-level rugby. For those people who have maybe never went to a rugby match, what's the most intriguing thing that they, you know, for the newcomers that are going to watch on Sunday afternoon?
Yeah, like you said, it's a fast, fun, exciting sport. Unlike football or soccer, it kind of gets the best of everything. It's fast, it's fun, it's exciting, and the play doesn't slow down. There's, you know, it's an 80-minute game, and it's fast the whole time. It's great.
Who are the girls, the women to watch for Canada on Sunday?
Well, there's a couple of big names to look out for. There's Edmonton product, Chelsea Guthrie. She made her first start, got her first appearance on the national team. She will be playing for Canada as well. A couple of good, really good, strong players as well. Barbara Mervin, as well as Julianne Zussman, both featured at the World Cup last year. And then Latoya Blackwood, one of the biggest hitters in the game of rugby today, likes to lay the boom down on all of her opposition. And she's done that well in both games so far during the Super Series.
We had Chelsea on the program a few weeks ago, and she was obviously very excited for the opportunity. She's considered one of the up-and-comers. And it, like any sport, you know, when you get on the national team, it's just a bigger step. How has she looked?
She's looking really good. She played incredibly well in the first game, and she came on the field yesterday against USA. And she brings a good young influence onto the field, very vibrant, can get around the park and distribute the ball quite well, and has a good kick. So I think she's her presence known, and she, like I said, she's fighting for positions for future tours and all building towards the next World Cup in 2017. She's trying to stake her claim for to be on that roster.
Now, Brian, at the women's, you know, of course, you mentioned this is a rematch of the World Cup. Canada, of course, has become very good. Where are we in sevens? Are we just as dominant?
Yeah, we just qualified for the Olympics. We're currently ranked second in the world in the game of sevens, second in the world in 15s based on last year's World Cup. So our women are absolute rock stars in the game of sevens, and that's the way you know, we're developing these players from coast to coast. The game of rugby is one of the fastest growing sports in North America, and I think young girls are getting really excited to, you know, watch rugby live, watch it on television, and see these girls competing at the World Cup and at the Olympics.
It's a very physical game. Brian Kelly joins us from Rugby Canada. My sister played. I really had never watched a rugby game live until I went and watched them, and I was kind of amazed at the speed and, you know, the ferocity with they hit. And when you don't have equipment on it, it's kind of, man, is that hurt? And then you talk to them afterwards, and it's like there's so much technique involved. But considering there's no helmets or padding, you know, the amount of concussions as rugby is actually quite low. Why is that, do you feel?
There's a couple of good reasons, and that's a great question. There's a common misconception around the game of rugby in Canada. People think it's this barbaric game that's full of concussions and injuries, and it's a brutal game to play. Well, it's not. It's a physical game. You get an owie, you know, your body's going to feel a little sore after it. There's no way around that. But it's not a dangerous game. There's not as many concussions because when you play football, you're running full speed with shoulder pads and a helmet, and you're going full speed into the tackle, and you're aiming for the guy's knees or his hip, and or you know the head helmet on helmet collisions. In rugby, there's a high level of respect involved in the game. When you make a tackle, your job, it's your responsibility to bring the other player down to the ground in a safe manner. It can be hard and it can be a big hit, but it's supposed to be a safe, controlled manner. And that's why there's such a level of respect in rugby. It's a very social game, both teams meeting for a post-game meal afterwards, and that's just the sport of rugby.
The events, I know, you know, hey, Rugby Fest is huge in Edmonton, has been for years. What kind of a party is going to be happening on Sunday? What other things are going to be going on?
Well, it's going to be a great atmosphere. Yeah, 4 p.m. Will be New Zealand against USA, 6:30 p.m. Canada against England. They'll have a beer garden. They'll have plenty of food. They'll have music. There'll be a fan activation zone for the kids. It's going to be a great atmosphere Sunday, fun day in full effect. Come join us. Cheer on the Canadian side. Wear a red jersey or a red Canadian flag and come cheer on our women's national team. Should be a fun day.
Now, the opening game is at 4 o'clock. What time does the park open?
It opens at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. And Canada, of course, gets going at 6:30. And when you buy a ticket, you get it for both games? Like, if you just buy one ticket, you could come halfway through the first one and watch the end of that and then stay for Canada?
You betcha. Two games for the price of one. So it's a good bargain. And, yeah, you know, lots of good food and a couple of beers if you're interested. So that should be a fun day.
Well, it should be a beautiful weather on Sunday. Brian, we appreciate it. Go Canada.
Hey, thanks very much. We'll see you on Sunday, Ellerslie Rugby Park.